Looking forward to Peyton leading our football team. You know, I feel very good about that. Best for our football team, and I also know that Brock will be ready to play because he's proven that throughout the course of this year. And you know, I'll just make the comment like I've made all along. It's taken all of us, and I think it'll continue to take all of us as we embark on this second season. So we're excited about it. Got a little workout in today. Had a lot of guys not part of the workout. But we got a little start, and we'll continue through Friday and Saturday.
Coach, how difficult was the decision, and what factors went into it?
Well, you know, I just do what I think is best for the football team. So I, you know, from that standpoint, you know, that's how I make a decision. You know, the good news is for our football team is that a lot of people have been involved and, you know, contributed to where we're at right now. You know, I feel really good about this. I feel good about how far Peyton has come, where he's at physically, mentally, everything. I could see it happening, you know, throughout the course of the last 2 weeks. So anyway, I'm excited for him to get going, and our football team's excited as a team with the challenges we have ahead.
Coach, you said last was Brock today. We didn't see him.
You know, we have a bunch of guys. I don't have to reveal injury reports today, so I'm not going to do that. But we've got a lot of guys nicked up coming out of the football game. And so, you know, some of them are obvious that have been there before last week, and then some of them got a few things going on. So, you know, he was not part of practice today. Probably will not be part of practice. Maybe Saturday. We'll see. So just trying to get everybody I can as fresh as possible as we head into next week.
Is it shoulder elbow, or has he got something else going?
I don't have to talk about injuries, so I'm not going to do that. Okay.
Coach, you said last week that you didn't think Peyton would be 100% for the rest of the season. Yeah. How confident are you that that foot?
I everything I've been told has been it's going to take some time, some rest after the season to get, you know, totally 100%. But what I've saw physically and watch him work, watch him practice, and watch him go about his business the last 2 weeks, I know one thing, he's doing everything that I've seen him do from the start, you know, when we got started this season. So the way he's throwing the ball, the way he's moving around. So, you know, I don't have any doubt. He doesn't have any doubt. And so that's a good thing right now where we're at. But, you know, as far as the rest that he's going to need eventually for it to heal 100%, you know, that's going to take place after the season.
Do you expect Columbus to start a tackle?
First off, I got a lot of confidence in Michael. You know, Michael's played against some really good players. We're young up front. That hasn't changed. We got three first-year players starting for us up front. So Michael struggled a little bit in the game yesterday, and Tyler came in and played well. And it's just another example probably of the way we'll proceed. You know, I expect them both to contribute to what we're doing.
Coach, you were pretty hard on yourself after the Kansas City game, saying you should have – you saw the signs that it wasn't right for Peyton. Mm-hmm. In the playoffs, will there be a different level of, hey, this isn't working out, you know, I've got to give –
I don't know. I don't think that way. I mean, I'm going in – we're positive here with everybody we got going to play, and – you know, it takes great efforts to win the National Football League, period, but everything gets ramped up in the playoffs. So, like I said, it'll take a great team effort. It won't be about one player for us if we're going to be successful in this second season. We're going to play a great team one way or another, so we're going to all have to play well.
Who was involved in the decision, Coach? Was it you? Did you talk to some of your captains, John?
I have to make those decisions, but I got a lot of great football people around me, and anything I do in this business any position, I've got a lot of people that I trust in and pull from and listen to, but ultimately I've got to go make a decision that I think is best for the football team. So, and for me personally, you know, talking to John Elway, he's been in every football game and battle and highs and lows that you can be in this league. So, you know, it's a great guy for me to have opportunity to sit down with every day. You know, not just through certain situations, but through all situations.
When you were weighing that decision, how much of it was, you know, Peyton has obviously so much more experience playoff and everything else over Brock?
You know, I mean, that's obvious, but I think it's about what I've seen physically and what I've seen in him the last few weeks and how far he's come. And, you know, me watching him practice today, I feel so good because I know exactly where he's at right now. So, I mean, all those things are obvious. You know, time on the job, you know, big games, playoff game, you know, we understand all that. But really, it's always been about him physically, and this is the best place he's been in.
Did you think it was important to do it this week instead of waiting?
Well, I think the one thing we've done with our team throughout the course of all this particular situation, and we've always walked in there and said, hey, here's where we're at, here's where we're going, let's go to work. So to me, we're back to work today. And I mentioned that to y'all. I thought I gave them the front end of the week off. I wanted them around football this weekend. You know, there's football going on. So to me, we started our process getting ready for next week today, and I want them to know exactly which way we're heading.
Was there any discussion about, you know, Brock's a free agent after this year? You'd like to have him back? Do you think that, you know?
Oh, we think the world of Brock, Mike. I mean, obviously there's no discussions right now about what's happening and, you know, those type of things. But we think the world of him. He's done a hell of a job. He's played extremely well in some tough situations. He's a very tough kid. I think I said this last week. He knows exactly what we think of him, and very proud of him. I know he'll be ready to go.
Coach, do you have certain staff that you have scouting all of the teams in the playoffs right now, or do you just start with a blank slate on Monday once you find out?
No, we're on top of all of them. I mean, we know the teams that we could play, obviously, going into the first week. So that's where our focus is right now. So we're cutting up days by each team, and then we'll wait and see what happens on Saturday, and then all of our work will focus on one come Sunday morning. So actually, it's kind of nice. You know, even though we're off, we play the last game the following week, so we will have a good full week of our preparation, actually an extra day, you know, being Sunday. So, but we're way ahead.
You played the position, coached it forever. Now, how do you avoid your quarterback now looking over his shoulder? Is it different with Peyton?
No, that's – I don't want them ever to do that, you know, and that's my conversation with any of them. I mean, like I said, this is what I feel like is best for the football team. They know that. The football team knows that. Our quarterbacks know exactly how I feel, and, you know, we move forward. So none of that.
It is such a unique situation. How do you kind of handle Brock, and what's kind of the message to him now?
Well, I handle Brock the way I handle him every day. You know, I mean, being the starter, talking to him, you know, through situations, talking through this situation. I had great conversations with him since the minute the game was over Sunday. You know, he and I spent time in the locker room together Sunday. We visited. He's been in the training room for the last couple of days. We visited this morning. So my relationship and his understanding or knowing exactly why we're doing things, you know, where we're going, how we're doing things, we're on the same page together. He's a competitor, you know, a very competitive guy. And you expect that from all your players.
How did you take the decision, Gary, when you told him?
I can't speak for Brock, but I don't think any player, you know, all of them want to play. You know, they all want to be there. And I promise you, he'll be ready to play. So I'll let him answer that. But he's been great with me. He's been awesome for this football team. This team knows they can count on him to be ready to go.
Coach, we saw the reaction when Peyton entered the game on Sunday. He really energized mm-hmm. the team. What was the mood when you told the team today that Peyton was going to be back under center?
Well, I think our team's very professional. You know, they all know that we all have a job to do. You know, they, you know, when we walk out of that room, we're all on the same page, you know, going in one direction. So I would say they're very professional. Anytime I have to go in there and we have to make decisions or, you know, things of this nature that we've done here these past few days or today, I should say. So they're all business. They're back to work today, and the guys that are needing to concentrate on getting healthy are doing that. The guys that were back to work out there were very focused on what we're doing, and you know, we'll just continue our process and stay positive and get ready to go.
Obviously, Peyton came out healthy enough to be your starter, but what was the conversation when he came in and talked with trainers after getting the first, you know, action he's had in roughly a month?
How is he physically?
Yeah, how confident was he coming out?
Other than taking one heck of a shot in the chest on a particular play, I think he was fine. So, that's a step forward, getting back, getting hit a little bit, those type of things, getting the soreness out. But, you know, I know he was in here Monday in the training room Monday himself, but he's feeling good and practiced very well today.
A lot of people said Kubiak could hold out as long as possible to see who the starter is to make teams prepare for.
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about my team, you know, and our guys knowing what we're doing, and they know exactly what we're doing. And like I said, we're just very excited about our opportunity, and we know we're going to have to play extremely well, a lot better than we played the other day. But that's the way it should be this time of year, so we're looking forward to it.
This is the first time that Peyton's been, you know, through the situation of being a backup or even missing games and then returning to the lineup. Do you sense any difference in him as far as, you know, motivation or anything to come back?
Well, I think Peyton's always motivated to be at his best. For me, it's been all about the physical nature of where he's, you know, where he was, what we went through, and now where we are. So that's what it's been about for me as far as, you know, his competitive drive to be successful and push a football team, you know, to the ultimate test. You know, that's something I've seen every day from him.
Do you have more confidence as a coach knowing now that you kind of have two quarterbacks impacts on your management?
I have confidence in our team. You know, that's what I have confidence in. I obviously think the world of both of those players, but I have a lot of confidence in this football team because of what it's been through, how it's continued the battle, the way it's found a way to win close games, all those type of things. It's battle-tested, and it's time to go be at your best. So my confidence comes from the whole group.
Did releasing this decision today diffuse what could have been a distraction situation in the playoffs for the team?
I've never worried. I didn't worry about that. I do what's best for the team, you know, and I thought today's the best day to do that and get to work.
Well, last one, Mike, a lot of playoff contenders this year needed two quarterbacks this year. I mean, do you think that's?
Yeah, I saw a story. I don't know. I saw a story where Pittsburgh, the last six games, have played against guys that weren't starting quarter. You know, this league is tough, Mike. These guys, I mean, they take some shots. They get hit. You look at the wear and tear physically on each team and where they're at as they get to the playoffs. You know, I saw where Houston lost their tackle last week. I mean, it is a challenge. It's a physical challenge. And that's what I feel so good about with our team, because we've had our issues. We've had our problems. But we have found a way to come back the next week and be successful and coach through situations and play through situations to get to where we are today.
Last one, Jim. Hall of Fame finalists are announced tonight. I give some thoughts on
TD. So our guys are TD.
Yeah, we'll find out.
They're not out yet.
I mean, don't answer the questions. Is that what that means?
You got two guys on there you've been around a lot. Yeah. Atwater and TD. I just, if you could offer something up on there.
I obviously played with Steve, you know, so I go way back with Steve. But TD, I coached TD. Two tremendous players, two even better people. So, you know, I don't know what's going to take place, but obviously I think the world of them, and I know the Broncos have some more Hall of Famers coming, so I'm excited. Hopefully those type of things happen. We'll see.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Thank you.